Very good. We should have a word of prayer, and then we will give a little bit of an introduction to Revelation chapter 20.
首先呢，来一个祷告，祷告以后呢，再给《启示录》第二十章做一个简单的介绍。
So Lord, again, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your love and care. And our prayer is that you'll just help us this afternoon as we seek to understand your truth.
所以主啊，我们要非常向您的美善献上感恩，也向您对我们的爱和怜悯的献上感恩。我们特别的祷告呢，就今天在我们学习启示录的时候呢，您能帮助我们。
We'll be considering today, Lord, some very solemn truths and some very wonderful truths, and we pray that we might learn from them both.
主啊，我今天呢，我们要学习一些就是非常坚固的和一些非常美的真理，我们希望我们能够理解这个。So
we're thankful for each one who is here, and we pray the blessing of God upon each one who is here.
我们感谢每一位参加这个学习的人，然后我们也祷告神的赐福在每个人身上。And
we ask these things now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is the book of Revelation that we are studying.
这就是我们正在学习的启示录。And
the book of Revelation is a book about the very last things that are going to happen as God's plan for the earth comes to a conclusion.
所以呢，这个呢，启示录呢，就是神最后在对那个做给我们在地球上要发生的事情做出的一个结论。So
you'll remember that it starts with a letter to various churches, giving them instructions as to how they should behave, what they should do in the last days.
因为呢，大家也记得，就是实际上呢，主给几个教会写了七封信，就是基本上就告诉他们将来要发生什么，他们应该怎么做，和他们过去他们的所作所为。And
the bulk of the book from Revelation chapter 3 through this part of Revelation chapter 20, that is a presentation of the things that are going to be happening at the end of the world when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to set everything right and to wind up the affairs of this world.
因为呢，从第启示录第三章一直到第二十章呢，基本上是就是展现了一个当时在地上呢发生的一些事情。这个事情呢，主耶稣基督呢，然后他要来纠正地上的一切的错误，然后最终呢，把这一切的都总结收起来。If
you like, we are living in a phase that extends from the creation of the world up through the winding up of the affairs of the last many, many millennia.
因为你如果你这么去讲，我们实际上呢，是从那个创世纪以来，一直到最后整个世界要结束的那一部分，就是说呢，中间经历了很多很多的几个千年。
And after this winding up, there's going to be the introduction of what is called the eternal state, and it's a presentation of what life is going to be like when we get into the eternity side. We're living a short life now. After that comes eternal life.
那当这个呢，一切的结束以后呢，实际上后面呢，就是给我们展示了那个永恒里面的事情，就是永恒里面事情呢，它将来我们在永恒里面应该是怎么样的，会发生什么，然后呢，我们现在是因为住在生活在一个非常短的时期，然后到那个时候呢，就成了永恒。
One of the major criticisms that people have, when they think about God is, and it's a question, why does God allow so much evil in the world?
所以呢，人们对神呢，就是通常的最多的对神的一个挑剔，就是说呢，神为什么要让世界上存在这么多的邪恶？
It's true, there is a lot of problem. There's a lot of evil. Why does God allow it?
这个也是个事实，有很多的麻烦，有很多的邪恶。那么神会为什么会允许这个存在呢？
And the answer to that question is, God is long-suffering, He's patient, but He is going to judge the guilty, He is going to punish, and He is going to set things right.
这个答案呢，就是神他是很久忍耐，他有极大的耐心，但是最终呢，神会来审判这个世界，他会纠正地上发生的一切的事情，他会实行他的审判。
So the bulk of the book of Revelation then is a presentation of the many judgments and the many penalties that God is going to be bringing on the world, on the people of the world, because they have done evil.
因为启示录呢，其中一部分呢，就是展现给我们的，就是神会在施行很多的审判，很多的惩罚，是因为人在地上所行的恶。
So the question, why is there so much evil in the world? The answer is very simple. God is going to punish all that evil.
那问题就是说呢，在世界上为什么有那么多的罪恶呢？答案就是神是一定要惩罚那些罪恶的。
And so the book of Revelation chapter 20, where we will be reading today, that is the end of the judgments of God.
今天我们所要读的启示录的第二十章呢，就是神的审判的最后结束。
So, Roy, we're going to start in verse number 7 of Revelation chapter 20.
因为我们今天呢要从第七节开始，启示录的第二十章。
And this begins with the sentence, when the 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison.
这里呢开始呢就是当那一千年完了以后呢，撒旦呢要从他的监牢里被释放。
So remember now,that Satan is the one who has deceived the people in the world ever since the days of Adam and Eve.
因为大家都要记住一点呢，就是呢，撒旦呢是他是去诱惑欺骗了整个世界，自从亚当和夏娃开始。
And much of what people have done that is evil has been done.Because of the, what's the word I want now? Because of the deception, the lies, and the encouragement of the devil.
实际上呢，之所以有如此多的邪恶和罪恶的发生呢，那都是因为撒旦他自己的欺骗和他自己撒的谎和他鼓励人们去犯罪。
So, God says, all right, what I'm going to do is take the devil and I'm going to put him into prison for 1,000 years.
那神说那么好吧，那么我会惩罚这个魔鬼，我先把他放在监牢里放一千年。
And that's going to be another time of testing in the world.
这可能是呢对整个世界的另一次的那个试炼。
What would life be like on planet Earth if there were no devil around?
所以呢，在世界上呢，它会发生什么呢？如果这样一个世界没有恶魔鬼的存在的话。
And the answer is, people would not be encouraged, they would not be deceived into sin.
这个答案呢，就是呢，人们呢没有任何人去鼓励人去犯罪，或者诱惑人犯罪。
The result will be that life on the earth will be a whole lot more pleasant than it is now.
所以结果呢，就是世界上的人呢，比现在的人呢，应该更加的愉快幸福。
And so many of us say, well, we'd kind of like that to happen now because things are pretty bad.
有些人说呢，我们倒是很喜欢那样的事情现在就发生，因为我们不喜欢这个世界的罪恶。
So God says, all right, some people say, you know, we blame other people for our doing bad things.
有些人说那么好吧，有些人呢，他自己去干坏事，但是他就去把归罪于其他的人。
Many of the psychologists of the world blame the behavior of individuals on others or other circumstances.
因为呢，很多的心理学家他们说呢，很多人他们那个坏的行为、坏的习惯呢，他们都是去怪别人、怪环境。
Sigmund Freud taught, as well as many other psychologists, that most of our problems we learned from our parents. And if we'd had good parents, we wouldn't be bad people.
所以那个心理学家弗洛伊德还有很多其他的那些心理学家呢，他们说呢，我们其实上是从我们的父母那里学到的坏的行为，就是说我们如果有什么样的父母，我们就会变成什么样子。
Well, that makes life very easy, because if you ever do anything wrong, you can always say it's my daddy's fault.
那这个呢，让人生呢变得很容易，因为如果你干了什么坏事，你说对对，这就是因为怪我的爸爸。
And that argument started, you'll remember, way back in the Garden of Eden.
所以这样的一个争论呢，你也发现呢，你可以追溯到一直到那个伊甸园。
God told Adam, don't eat of that fruit.
神告诉他们呢，不要吃那个禁果。
But he did eat of that fruit.
但是他确实吃了。
So when God said to him, why did you do that? He said, well, I did it because Eve, that woman you gave me, I did it because she gave it to me.
那神说，你为什么要吃那个禁果呢？亚当就说呢，我吃那个禁果是因为你给我的那个妇女，就是你给我那个女人，就是夏娃，她给我吃的。
So Adam blamed Eve.
亚当呢怪那个夏娃。
So God said to Eve, all right, why did you do it?
然后呢，神就跟夏娃说，夏娃，你为什么要吃呢？
And she said, well, it was that serpent, that snake over there. He's the one who tempted me to do it. It's his fault, not mine.
那夏娃就说，哦，是那个蛇，就是在那里那个蛇，他诱骗了我，他告诉我去吃，不是我的错，全是他的错。
So ever since, people have been blaming other people and the devil for their problems.
所以呢，从那以后呢，很多人呢，就是他自己的错呢，他就去怪其他的人或者怪那个魔鬼。
If you go to politicians today, and you say to them, what is wrong with the world? They will give you two answers.
所以今天如果你去找一个政客，你说当今世界的存在的问题是什么，他会给你两个原因。
They'll say, number one, we need more education.
第一个呢，他说我们需要更多的教育。
They'll say, number two, we need more money.
第二个呢，他说我们需要更多的资金。
But it's interesting, isn't it? We live in a very wicked world that has never been more highly educated or richer.
因为这个也是个事实，我们当今我们生活的世界呢，是有史以来受教育程度最高、最富裕的一个社会。
And so God is allowing education and riches in our day to prove that that is not the problem. The heart of man is sinful. That is the problem.
神呢允许我们当今的世界呢这么高的教育程度和这么富裕呢就是要证明这两样并不是我们当今世界的问题，世界的问题呢是人们那个心里的罪。
But people are going to continue to say, God, it's not my problem, it's the devil. If the devil wasn't tempting me, I wouldn't do it. And so it's the devil that's the problem.
所以呢，有些人呢就会跟神说：“神呐，我所犯的错并不是我的问题，是那个魔鬼的问题。因为魔鬼他诱惑我去干那些坏事。”
And so here at the end of the book of Revelation, we have a 1,000-year period when the devil is not allowed to tempt anybody. He's cast into prison. He has no influence on anything in the world for 1,000 years.
这里呢，我们在启示录快要结束的时候呢，这个呢，就是神就说呢。 现在世界上呢，他不允许那个魔鬼去诱惑任何人，把魔鬼关在监牢里1000年。在这1000年期间呢，那个魔鬼的他影响不到世界上的任何一个人。And
so for that 1000 years, things are pretty good.
所以在那1000年中间呢，事情呢都特别好。Many
people will not die for 1000 years.
其中很多人呢，在1000年之间呢，他们都不会死。
There will be no rebellion. There will be no need for police forces or armies or security lockboxes and so on. The people in the world will not be doing bad things.
那这个世界上呢，当时呢就没有反叛。 我们也不需要警察，也不需要军队，也不需要保险箱，在这个世界里呢，没有人干坏事。But
what does that prove? What will that prove?
但是呢，那个将证明什么呢？
Will that prove that people are inherently good, and the problem really is only the devil, or will it prove that people people just aren't very good? It's just that if they don't have opportunity to be bad, they won't be that bad.
这个能证明什么呢？证明就是说呢，如果就是没有魔鬼的诱惑，就是人就都是特别好的人呢？或者说是能够证明，如果那个人他没有机会去干坏事，他就不会去干呢？
So the question now is, if the devil is released from prison, what will the people do?
现在的问题是呢，如果那个魔鬼被从那个监牢里放出来了，人会怎么做呢？
These people have had 1,000 years of peace, prosperity, like you've never heard before. They've read all the history books of what happened before, and now, instead of everything being terrible like it is in the world today, everything is absolutely wonderful.
那这些人呢，他们实际上呢，在那里呢，1000年之间，他们有很成功，也很大的，就是成功。他们读了世界上所有的历史，他们也知道所有的邪恶。但是现在呢，这批人呢，他就是有史以来最好的一批人。What's
going to happen when the devil's released? And verse 8 says, and the devil will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore.
这个呢，第八节依然就是说呢，这个魔鬼他出来迷惑地上四方的列国，就是哥哥和马哥，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人多如海沙。
What would we expect after there's been 1,000 years of peace compared to many thousands of years of suffering and sorrow and sin, what would we expect? And I think we'd expect that people would say, devil, we're not going to listen to you at all. You get away.
我们期望的是什么呢？我们期望的就是说呢，因为这一千年，千年人们在地上的和平和所有的事情比较来说，过去的这多少年的那种地上的苦难呢、痛苦啊，还所有的那些灾难呢。 这一千年这么好的一千年一些和平，那么说呢，你如果魔鬼再被放出来，我们肯定是希望这些人，他说魔鬼你不要来诱惑我们，不会听你的，你走开。But
the fact is that when the devil comes back, he starts telling his lies, and from all over the world, people say, yes, devil, we would like to listen to you. We don't want God.
现在就是实际上事实就是呢，当魔鬼出来开始欺骗列国的时候呢，所有的人从四面八方都来跟那个魔鬼说：“魔鬼，我们想听你说的，我们不要神，我们喜欢你。”
And so in a very short while, he's able to get the people to follow him and to follow him into battle. Verse number 9, they marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people and the city he loves.
这个呢，实际上呢，结果就是那些人呢，很快在很短的时间呢，这个魔鬼就聚集了很多的人，围住了圣徒。
So in an amazing way, the devil is able to get an army of a countless number of people to head toward Jerusalem to kill a few of the people who still love the Lord and obey the Lord and to fight against God himself.
嗯，这样呢，就是很快呢，这些那个魔鬼呢，就聚集地上的所有的人，聚集他们成为一个军队，很快呢，就是去往那个神的爱城里去。在路上呢，他们会杀害很多那些仍然爱着神、愿意为神征战的那些圣徒们。Now
verse 8 says that these people have names or a name, and that is Gog and Magog. What do we know about that?
这个第八节呢讲的，这些人呢，他们有一个名字叫哥哥和马格。那哥哥和马格是谁呢？
And tracing Gog and Magog through history and through the Bible, we learn just a few things about them.
因为我们追踪到圣经里面去看这两个名字，所以我们知道一些关于他们的事情。One
of them that is very disturbing is this, that Gog and Magog, if we were to place them on a map today, would both be within the country of Russia.
因为其中一件事呢，我们可以很确定的是， 如果你把它放在地图上，这两个地方、两个国家都是在俄罗斯境内。
Who is the great aggressor nation in the world today?
所以谁是今天呢最那个激进的国家了？
Russia. Isn't that amazing?
就是俄罗斯，这个是不是很神奇了？
I think if I were Mr. Putin, I would say, I don't want to fulfill these kinds of prophecies. I don't want to be a part of fighting against God.
如果我认为，如果我是普京，为什么呢？我不想去实现这样的预言，我不想去与神为敌。But
all down through history, Russia and the kings of the north of Israel, those countries are opposed to God, bad news.
因为这是从历史上以来，一直到从俄罗斯的那些王下来，一直到以色列的北部的那些王和国家，他们一直是在反对神。
Now, what does the Bible say about the heart of man?
圣经是怎么说人心的呢?
Jeremiah says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked, and who can know it?
所以呢，耶利米说呢。 人心比万物都诡诈，神呢使得透呢？
And this story proves it.
这个故事呢，就证明了这一句话。
All the devil has to do is come back, tell a few lies, and the hearts of all these people who pretended to be good and on the outside look good, they show that on the inside they're still bad. And they follow the devil into battle.
这个呢，实际上呢，那个魔鬼他所要做的呢，就是说几个谎言，说几个谎言呢，所以这些人呢，他假装内心是好的，或者外观呢看起来是好的呢，他们内心的邪恶呢，就说呢，啊，魔鬼，我们相信你都跟着魔鬼去打仗了。
So what happens to somebody when they trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior?
所以如果一个人相信了主耶稣基督为他们的救主以后呢, 在他身上会发生什么呢?
God doesn't just give them a new set of circumstances. God changes them on the inside.
所以神并没有给他们一个全新的环境, 神只是改变了他们内在的东西。
Jesus called it the new birth. He said, if you believe in me, you will be born again. You'll be a totally different kind of people.
所以主耶稣基督把这个称之为呢新生。 主耶稣说呢如果你相信我，那么说呢，你就会重生，你会变成完完全全一个新的人。
These people found that when the devil was gone, their environment was better, and because their environment was better, they didn't really have the opportunity to sin.
这些人呢，发现呢，当魔鬼不在他们的生活中间的时候呢，他们周围的环境呢就变得好了。当他们周围的环境变好了以后呢， 实际上这些人呢，他就没有机会去犯罪。So,
the Lord allows the devil to come back and he tempts the people, and because they hadn't been changed on the inside, they were forced to change on the outside, but because they hadn't changed on the inside, they rebelled against God again.
那就允许那个魔鬼呢再次回来。 这次回来呢，就证明了这些人呢，其实他们外表看起来是好的，他们的内心呢其实没有变化，他们还是那样的。所以呢，他们的外面的环境是被迫变的。然后呢，这个魔鬼一来以后呢，他们又开始跟随魔鬼去反叛神。Well,
it comes as no surprise that verse 10 says, fire came down from heaven and devoured them. God said, I've proved that your heart is wrong. Now I'm going to destroy you. And the armies that came against God were destroyed.
这个呢就不奇怪。第十节说呢，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被人在硫磺的火湖里，就受和假先知所在的地方，他们呢，这些人呢也都被扔到火湖去了。
What happened to the devil after that?
所以呢，在这以后呢，在魔鬼身上会发生什么呢？
Verse number 10 says, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown, and they all will be tempted day and night forever and ever.
因为第十节讲到的，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就受和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受苦，直到永永远远。
Is that a good thing?
这是一件好事吗？
Yeah, the devil deserves eternal punishment.
因为这个呢，是那个魔鬼呢，他就是要得到这样的永恒的惩罚。
Verse 10 ends with the line, he will be tormented day and night, forever and forever.
第十节的结尾说呢, 他们必昼夜受折磨,直到永永远远。
If you were the judge and jury, and you had the history books open in front of you, and you'd seen all the terrible things that the devil had done down through history, what would you have said if you were judge and jury? Would you have said, devil, you deserve to be tormented day and night forever and ever?
因为如果你是在审判日的，你在陪审团里的话，你有一本书在你的手上打开，你看见有史以来这个魔鬼所干的一切的坏事儿。你如果你当时在陪审团里，你会不会说魔鬼啊，你要受这样的折磨，永永远远呢？
And I think you would agree that that is a very just judgment and penalty for the devil. He has done so much evil, he deserves to be tormented day and night forever and ever.
我就会说呢，你这还是这是一个非常公平公正的审判，就是你看看魔鬼他所干的一切的坏事，他就是要昼夜受折磨，直到永永远远。
But he's not the only one now in this lake of fire or the lake of burning sulfur, because they were both. He's not the only one there.
因为那个魔鬼不是唯一的一个在那个硫磺的火里的。
The beast and the false prophet are also in this terrible place.
那个兽和假先知呢，他们同样也在这个。
They were sent there before the 1,000 years was over.
那两个呢，在一千年之前，千禧年之前就已经被下到里面去了。
But they were guilty, you'll remember, of deceiving the whole world. They instituted laws so bad that if you didn't obey them, you could not eat, you could not buy or sell, you had to follow them in all their evil ways, or that you would die. That's how bad they were.
这两个兽和假先知呢，实际上他们设立了一个非常坏的一个律法在地球上，实际上在那个时候呢，他们就欺骗了世界上所有的人，他们说呢， 如果你们没有在头上呢，没有这样的对他们的印记或者在额头上、手上没有他的印记，你不能做买卖。所以如果你不相信他们的话呢，你不能买，也不能卖，最后呢，你就会死。
So they followed the devil with enthusiasm, and they also deserve the same kind of punishment in the same place as the devil himself.
因为他们极其热心地跟着魔鬼，所以这两个呢，假先知兽呢，他们也该得这样的永恒的折磨，昼夜。But
the question is, what about all the other people in the world?
问题是那些其他在世界上的人怎么办呢？
So verse 11 says, Then John saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence. There was no place for them or no place for them to hide.
这个里面的第十一节就说呢，我又看见一个白色的大宝座，也坐在上面，从他面前天地都逃避，在无可见之处，就是在无可见之处让他们躲避了。
This great white throne was a place where the judge was sitting.
这个白色大宝座呢，就是那个法官最后要坐的位置。
It was a throne that was absolutely white. What does that imply?
这个宝座呢是绝对白色的，这个暗示着什么呢？
Well, that implies no lying, no evil, no injustice. This particular throne of judgment will be absolutely impeccable in terms of its justice.
这个里面呢，就是这个指出呢，就是这个白色大宝座呢，它就是它绝对的，就是没有谎言，也没有就是说偏向，也是绝对公正的。所以这样的呢，这样的审判是没有人能够推翻的。
And nobody could hide on Judgment Day. It's not, some people say, well, I'm going to run away to Mexico. If I'm going to be judged, I'll run away and hide in Mexico. Nowhere you can run from this judgment
seat. 你不可能逃到墨西哥去，你逃到墨西哥也躲避不了这样的审判。Verse
12, who's going to be there? And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne.
就是说呢，谁在那里呢？我也看见了死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。Okay,
all the people who are still dead, who have died and have not yet been resurrected, they will stand before God on this occasion.
所以所有的那个死了的人们，那些还没有复活的人们，他们所有的人都站在这边，站在这面，站在神的审判的宝座前面。
And then it says, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life.
然后这就说呢，并且另有一卷书卷展开，就是生命册。
So on Judgment Day, two sets of books.
所以在那个审判日的时候呢，有两本书。
The next verse, next line says, the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
以后面呢，基督说死了的人都要凭着这些案件所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。So
what books would they be?
那么这样的书是什么呢？
Well, they would be the books of the records of the life of everyone who is being judged.
这个呢，就是这样一本书，就是所有的那些被审判人的他们的。
So there's a book, or many books, and it has written on it the names of those who have lived life, all the people who lived in the 20th century, 21st century, all the people who lived in Canada and Mexico and Africa and China. They're all there, a book on every person.
这里面呢，就是有那么一本书，或者说是有很多本书，这样呢，这书上记载着所有的在20世纪和21世纪，他们生活在加拿大，生活在墨西哥，生活在美国，生活在中国的人的人生。Now,
I probably told you this story before, but many years ago, there was a boy who used to come to our classes on Friday night, and he was a particularly naughty boy. He did a lot of bad things.
那我可能给大家讲过这个一个故事，在很多时候呢，在星期五的晚上来到我们16届教会的有一个男孩，这个男孩呢是一个坏男孩，他干了很多坏事。
I had to tell him one day, Bill, there is recorded a book. It's got your name on the top and under it all the bad things you've done all your life long. He was 10 years old.
所以呢，我就跟他讲，我说 ，Bill， 但当时只有十岁，我就说你知道吗？有一个档案，档案你的名字写在上面，然后在这个档案里面记载着所有你干的坏事。
He said to me, "Wow, that's a bad book."
他说：“哇，这可是个坏书。”
God's got a book on everyone with all the bad things we've done.
所以神呢，给每个人呢。都记了一个档案，就是所有的我们干的坏事都在里面。
Okay, now, I don't think any one of us would like to have our book open for display so that we can all read all the bad things each of us have done. I don't want that.
我不认为我们每一个人呢，任何一个人他想要把我们自己的档案公之于众，把所有的记在里面的坏事呢都让别人看见，反正我是不想让的。
All right, but praise the Lord, there are two sets of books. Book number one is all the things that we've done in life. Book number two is called the Book of Life. We'll get to that in a minute.
所以呢，这是感谢主。这里呢，其实有两类的书，一类的书呢，就是这样的书呢，这样当然记载着我们在人生里所有的事情，我们所做的。另一本呢就是生命的册子，我们稍后会讲这个。
Now verse 12 continues to say the dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
那第十二节继续说，死了的人都凭这些书卷中所记载的，照他们的行为受审判。
So they will all be judged, everyone will be judged according to what he's done, and the books will declare it.
因为所有的人都要受审判，受什么呢？就是呢，就是照着他们所作所为去审判，这个书呢就会展示这个。
Now, sometimes when you're out, you might even see a sign that says, smile, you are on camera.
有时候呢，你出门呢，你可能会发现有这么一个标记，标记上写着请微笑，因为你在照相机下面。
Sometimes when you go into or out of a building, the camera will take a picture of everyone who goes through the door.
有时候呢，你去从一个建筑物你出来的时候呢，在门口的那一个照相机呢，会给每一个进出的人呢都照一张相。
Now remember, God says that you are on video camera all day, every day. And the camera not only records what you do, it records what you say, and it records what you think.
所以呢，大家记住，神说呢，你的每天的每一刻呢，都是在一个摄像机下面。这个摄像机呢，它不光是记录了你所有你干过的事情，同样也记录了你所说的话，更是记载着你所思所想。
Okay, that's pretty scary stuff.
这是一个很令人害怕的东西，是吧？
Verse 13 says, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them.And each person was judged according to what he had done.
第十三节说，于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人的行为受审判。
So what about the people who died at sea? What happened to their body?
所以那些在海里淹死的人，在他们的身上呢？会发生什么？他们的尸体会怎么样？
When my mother and father died, they were buried in a particular grave in Vancouver, and I can go and see that grave today. That's where they are. They're no longer, their body's decomposed, but at least it's there.
因为这个呢，当他的父母呢去世以后呢，他们在温哥华的一个墓地里埋葬嘛。然后呢，那里有一个墓，他现在如果去那里面还能找到他们，但是他们的身体不在里面，但是呢，那里有一个标志，证明他们被埋葬在那里。
But what happens to the bodies of those who die at sea?
那么那些在海里淹死的人，他们的尸体会怎么样呢？
And they're scattered pretty much everywhere over time, aren't they?
他们会被飘到各世界各地，是不是？
God says, I'm going to bring them all back on Judgment Day, don't worry. Even if they die at sea, I'll bring that body back.
所以神说呢，你不要担心，就算他们在水里淹死，他们的尸体分崩离析了，我都会把他们带回来聚在一起。
And the bodies that died in death and the body, the spirits of people who died and went to Hades, they're going to be reunited and they're going to stand before God. Everyone who's ever lived will be part of this resurrection if they're not part of the former resurrection. They will be here.
因为在这个里面，实际上呢，当时呢，所有的在地上死了的那些人，他们的身体是死了，他们的灵魂呢是下了阴间。在这个时候呢，他们的身体要被带回来，带回来以后和灵魂结合，然后复活。这次复活呢，就是那第一次没有复活的人，在只有一次全部都要复活，复活受审判。
Verse 14 then says, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
第四节说，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。So
people who rebelled against God and died and their bodies went to the grave or into the sea or into the fire, their bodies die, their spirit goes to Hades, they are reunited, and they're judged guilty if their name was not written in the book of life. We'll get to that in a minute. Then they go to the lake of fire.
所有的那些反叛的被溺死的那些人，他们不管是以什么形式死，那么死了埋葬了，或者在海里淹死，或者是被火烧死了，他们都要身体被带回来，带回来和他们在阴间的灵魂结合在一起，结合在一起呢，他们所有的这些人复活以后都要被扔到火湖里去。如果他们的名字不在生命册上，我们稍后会说这个。
So then there are two deaths. The first death is what we commonly talk about it. When you stop breathing and your blood stops circulating and the doctor says you're dead. That's death number one. But death number two is after you've been resurrected for judgment and found guilty, then you die a second death. What is that second death?
这个呢，现在有两种死亡。 人死亡呢，就是当你死了的时候，就是说你的身体停止运作的时候，你的医生会宣布你死亡了，这是第一类的死。第二类的死呢，就是这里所讲到的，就是说呢，如果你死了以后，你的名字不在生命册上，你被逆了神，你会被把你的灵魂从阴间带回来，再和你的尸体结合，再扔到火湖里去，这是第二次死。
All right, what is that second death? The second death is that people who resist God and believe the devil instead, they go to be with the devil, with the beast, with the false prophet, and they go to be with them forever. Same way as the devil's there forever. Same way as the devil is punished forever. So the people who follow the devil instead of following Jesus, they go there forever.
这些人呢，第二次死亡是什么呢？第二次死亡是那些拒绝了神，却去相信魔鬼的那些人。他们呢，到时要被放在里面和魔鬼和那些兽和那些假先知在一起。 他们要在那里和魔鬼、兽和假先知一样接受那种永恒的折磨和惩罚，因为他们说了他们拒绝主耶稣，他们要跟随魔鬼，那么他们要在那里受到永恒的惩罚。All
right, so Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14 is the end of the bad news in the Bible.
因为这个启示录第二十章第四节呢，是在圣经里所有的坏消息的结束。
You say, this is a big book I've been reading for a long time. I'm glad we get to the end of the bad news. What's the good news?
今天你说这是一本书我读了很长时间的，我非常高兴这个坏的消息就没有了。那么说好消息是什么呢？
Here's the good news, verse 15. Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire, which means anyone whose name was found written in the book of life was not thrown into the lake of fire. Hallelujah.
这里就是这个好消息，这个好消息是说，若有人的名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。这个意味着呢，所有的那个名字被记载在生命册上的那些人呢，不会被扔到火湖里去。哈利路亚。
How does the book of life, sorry, how does the book of my life read? Not very good. Lots of bad things in that book.
因为就是呢这个所以我在我的人生里的一些事情会是什么样的，因为我不在那我的在那个生命册里。
Yeah, it's true. How's the book of life, the book of your life read? And the answer is not so good. There's some bad things in that book too.
所以呢就是说呢，那么说你的人生的生命册是什么写的呢？那不是这很好，因为里面也是记载着一些坏的事情。
But the good news is there's another book. It's called the Book of Life. And the Bible teaches us that the way we get our names in the Book of Life is simply to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
另外呢就是有一本一个好消息，就是另外还有一本生命册。生命册呢，你的名字怎样被记载在生命册里呢？你简单的就是相信主耶稣基督，那么你的名字就会被记载在生命册。
In John chapter 3 and verse 16, we read these wonderful words, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes on him should not perish in the lake of fire, but have everlasting life. Get his name in the book.Of life.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节说的说呢，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，让一切信他的人不至于灭亡，灭亡在火湖里，反得永生。他的永生是被记载在生命册中间的。
That's a thrilling thing.
这是一个极度的令人兴奋的事情。
We don't know all the details of the book of life, but I think it's like this.
我们对那个生命册的细节不了解，但是我想可能是这样的。
I think that every person who is ever born into this world has his name written in the book of life.
我认为呢，这个世界上的每一个出生的人呢，他们的名字都记载在生命册上。
But,
但是
those who don't believe in Jesus, those who refuse to believe Jesus, those who say, like the chief priest we read about this morning, we have no king but Caesar, Jesus is not our king, those people have their names taken out of the book of life.
那就是那些人他们呢不相信主耶稣基督，他们拒绝相信主耶稣基督的人呢，就像那些人我们今天早上读约翰福音读到的说，我们除了凯撒以外我们没有王，他们那些所有的拒绝了接受主耶稣基督的人呢，他们的名字呢都会被从这个生命册上抹去。
Moses said to God on one occasion, he said, Lord, you've got to forgive these people. I know they're a bad people. I know they've disobeyed you, but please forgive them. Actually, Lord, he said, if you don't forgive them, then take my name out of your book.
因为这个呢 就是很多人就说呢，哎，主啊，你这些人呢，你不应该把他们的名字从生命册上抹去，因为他们其实我知道他们是一些坏人，我知道他们拒绝了您，但是呢，他并没有坏到那个程度，所以把他们的名字保留在生命册上。那么主说呢，如果你要把他们的名字保留在上面，那么就把我的名字从上面去掉。
The Lord said, Moses, I'm not taking your name out of my book, but I will take the name out of the book of those people who've refused me. I'll have to take their name out of my book.
那刚才讲的是摩西，但是摩西是求情，那么是摩西说把他自己名字取掉。那个当时呢，主就跟摩西说呢，说啊，我不会把你的名字从上面抹掉，我要把那些背逆我的人的名字从那个生命册上抹去。
Remember John 3:16 says that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you won't perish in the lake of fire, but you'll have everlasting life. Your name will not be taken out of the book of life. That's marvelous.
大家也记住，记住约翰福音第三章第十六节讲到的，就是说如果你相信主的话呢，你不会在那个火湖里灭亡，你的名字呢也永远不会被从生命册上抹去。
So what happens next?
下一步是什么呢？
Well, that's all the end of the bad news. Here's the good news. Verse 1 of 21, Then I saw a new heaven.And a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
这里呢，即启示录的第二十一章就开始了。大家可以翻到启示录第二十一章第一节讲到的呢，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Now, the question is, what is a new heaven and a new earth?
那问题是呢，新天新地是什么呢？
Some people say, well, you could go to a different part of the galaxy or a different part of the universe, you'd find a new earth and a new heaven. That's probably not what it means.
那有些人说呢，哇，你如果到星系以外，或者说到其他的宇宙的深处去，你会发现一个新天新地。我觉得这里的意思不是那样的。
It's probably not a newly constituted or a newly constructed earth and heaven. It's probably just a newly reorganized, refurbished, and refreshed heaven and earth.
那这不大可能是一个，就是重新建造的、重新建立的这样一个天和地，而且是呢重新把它归到秩序里面，重新让它一切变成那样的一个新天新地。
And the next line is very interesting. It says, "There was no longer any sea."
那下面一个呢，就非常有趣，说海也不再有了。
And I've often wondered about that. And again, I'm not sure about what I'm going to say, but here's an idea.
通常呢，我不知道怎么说，现在我也不知道怎么说那个天堂，我也不知道怎么是什么样子。下面是我要说的。
What do we know about the great oceans of the world?
我们对那个世界上的海洋有什么认识呢？
Well, actually, the great oceans of the world are the world's garbage dump, and they are the place where garbage is consumed and reorganized so that there is fresh water and fresh blessing in the world. Somewhere we've got to go to get rid of all the garbage.
其实上海洋呢，就是一个地球的一个大的垃圾处理站，因为世界上所有的垃圾呢，其实都是流到海里去的，流到海里去了以后呢，海再重新把它那个重新那个更新一下， 然后又我们又得到了新鲜的水，新鲜那个，所以我们世界所产生垃圾呢，它总得有个地方放，就是放在海洋里去。
So what are you going to do with all the garbage if there's no more sea?
因为如果没有海洋的话，那么呢，所有的垃圾该怎么办呢？
And the answer is that's not a problem because there's not going to be any more garbage.
答案呢，就是这个就不再成为一个问题了，因为在新天新地里没有任何的垃圾。
Heaven and the new earth are going to be absolutely wonderful places, and we're not going to need a garbage dump there. I can get excited about that.
因为这个新天新地呢，是绝对完美的地方。我们在那里呢，不可能产生任何的垃圾，所以呢，我对此感到非常的激动。
And then John, who was having this clear vision of what is going to happen in the future, says, verse 2, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这里呢，使徒约翰呢有一个完全清晰的 一个意象，他看到了从天上下来的。第二节说呢，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。Now
we find it awfully hard to understand what it's going to be like in the future. We don't know what heaven's going to be like. We don't know how we're going to live after we die. With a new body associated with our true spirit and soul. It's all going to be very different. We don't understand it all.
通常呢，我们对将来发生的事情呢，并不理解。我们不知道那个天新天新地到底是个什么样子，我们也不知道将来在那里要发生什么事情，我们也不知道我们的新的改变了的身体和在天堂里会是什么样子的。我们对这些呢，基本上没什么了解。But
here we've got this holy city now. It's called the New Jerusalem. The holy city is, in one sense, all that the old Jerusalem was supposed to be, but never arrived at it, but it was supposed to be like this holy city.
这个新的圣城呢，被称为新耶路撒冷，它被称之为圣城。这个圣城呢，就是像那个旧的耶路撒冷，它应该有的那个样子，但是旧的耶路撒冷从来没有达到过那个样子的。这个新耶路撒冷就是这个样子的。What
is this holy city going to be like?
这样一个圣城会像什么样子呢？
Well, it's going to be like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
这个呢，就像是一个穿满了那个美丽的衣服的一个新娘等候她的丈夫。Now
that's almost impossible for us to imagine.
所以这里对我们来说呢，基本上是不可能想象出来的。
We can understand a little bit about a beautiful bride. We can understand a little bit about a holy city. But how a city can be a bride and the bride can be a city, that's just a little hard for us to figure out.
因为这个我们能够理解一点点关于一个美丽的新娘，我们也能理解一个，就是说是一个很美的一个新的圣城。 那么说呢，一个圣城像一个新娘，一个新娘呢像一个圣城，他们两个结合起来，这个会是什么样子？我们完全想不出来。So
you might be like me, and you might say, "God, I can't understand all that."
所以呢，你会像我一样，你跟神说：“神啊，我一点都不理解这个。”But
then I say, "It doesn't matter if I understand it. I'm just going to enjoy it."
所以，然后我跟自己说呢，不管。 我理解不理解，我都会去享受的。
Somehow I get to be the bride. Somehow I get to be the city. All I say is, yippee, I'm looking forward to it.
有时候呢我就会像一个新娘，有时候呢我就会像一个圣城，我感到非常的兴奋，所以呢我说亚庇，我在盼望着这样的事情发生。
Verse 3 says, and I heard a loud voice from the throne. That's the same throne that was the great white throne. This is the throne. God's on the throne. He's still there. All evil has been put away. He's still on the throne. This is what he says. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
第三节说呢，我又听见大声音从宝座上出来，这个宝座呢，实际上跟那个白色大宝座是一个宝座，那个宝座上呢，神呢同样坐在那个宝座上，当时呢，所有的邪恶魔鬼呢，都被人呢唬服尽了，神仍然坐在宝座上，神说看呢，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他们的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
So the question is, where is God going to live? And the answer is, he's going to live in this city.
问题是呢, 神会住在哪里呢? 答案是他会住在这个城中。
But if he's going to live with his city, and the city is a bride, then he's going to be living with the bride.
如果他呢,住在这个圣城里呢, 那么圣城是新娘的话呢, 他会和新娘一起住。
So here's the city, and here's us, the bride of Christ, and God is going to be in us, in his city, with us. It's all going to be together, all going to be wonderful.
那这里是新娘，这里是圣城。那么神呢，他会下来，就和我们住在一起，主耶稣基督啊，我们所有的神呢，圣城、新娘呢，所有的呢，结合在一起，这是绝对美的。
Now, I want you to note the wording in these next clauses. It says, God's dwelling place will be among his people. He will dwell with his people. They will be his people. God himself will be with them. And they will be, he will be their God.
这里呢，我要大家看一看这一个句子里面的这些词的组合。这里讲的呢，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。It's
almost five ways of saying the same thing. God and his people are going to be together. He'll be the groom, we'll be the bride. We'll be with him forever. He will be with us forever.
这里基本上是有用五种事情来描述同样一个事情，就是呢，神的帐幕在人间，他要与我们同住。我们是他们的，我们是神的新娘，我们要和神在一起。我们所有的神和我们要永远在一起。
Is that good news?
这是好消息吗？
That's worth reading the whole book, isn't it? Starting Genesis, and you say, Lord, this is heavy reading, lots of sad stories. Keep reading till you get to the end. The last story in the Bible is the best story. We get to be with Jesus forever.
这就是圣经写圣经的目的。圣经从那个创世纪开始呢，如果你一开始读，你说啊，主啊，这是非常悲惨的故事，所有的悲伤的事情都发生在这里面。但是呢，如果你坚持从创世纪一直读，读到这里的时候呢，你说啊，主啊，这是很美的一本书。所有的我们，所有的人都是盼望着这一天，我们这一天和神永远在一起。
What's it going to be like?
这个会像什么样子呢？
He will wipe every tear from their eyes.
他要呢，擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Do you ever cry?
你有没有哭过？
Do you ever cry privately so no one can see you?
你有没有在一个地方偷偷的哭，没有人看见过？
Sometimes you even cry when they can see you.
有时候呢，甚至别人能看见你的时候，你也会哭。
What's heaven going to be like?
那么天堂会像什么样子的？
like a loving mother and a loving father, he's going to reach down and wipe away every tear from our eyes. Hallelujah.
就像一个有爱的父母，他会弯下腰来，把你眼睛里的一切的眼泪都擦掉，这是多么美。What's
it going to be like? There will be no more death.
那你会像是什么样子的呢？不再有死亡。There's
a lot of death around today.
今天呢，我们周围的很多人都在死去。
Norman, I will be going to a funeral on Saturday, remembering a friend that we've known for many, many years. It'd be sad.
Odo
St. Peel is in Lionsgate Hospital near death. It's very, very sad.
所以那个Bodo呢，他是以前我们教会一个弟兄，他现在那个北温那个生命桥医院呢，已经快要死了，这是非常悲伤的一件事情。Our
friend Derek Easton from Dave from Morningstar Bible Camp is just about dead. Very sad.
在 Morningstar Bible Camp 他们的一个朋友呢，叫Eric Easton， 他也是快要死了，这也是非常悲伤的。
The wonderful thing is there's going to be no more death. No more death.
所以呢，很奇妙的事情呢，是在天上呢，不再有死亡了。No
more mourning because of death or because of loss.
所以呢，也不再有悲伤，就是不再因有死亡和失去引起的悲哀。No
more crying. Because of circumstances and disappointment.
因为不再有因为环境引起我们失望而造成的哭泣。
And no more pain.
不再有疼痛。
Does that sound good?
Yes.
听起来不错吧?
It's absolutely wonderful. What is it symptomatic of? It says, the old order of things has passed away. All of these things, death, mourning, crying, pain, come from sin. And there's going to be no more sin. So there's going to be no more death, mourning, crying, pain. It's all passed away. All the bad things are gone. Hallelujah.
这就是绝对奇妙的，因为以前的事情都过去了，以前是什么呢？就是那些悲哀、哭泣、疼痛，所有的这些都过去了。所以呢，在天上呢，不再有这些事情，不再有悲伤、哭泣、疼痛。哈利路亚。
All right, now the man who's sitting on the throne, he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
那一个呢，就是坐在宝座上的时候呢，看呢，我将一切更新了。Can
you imagine what it's going to be like to have everything new?
所以你可以去想象一下嘛，那当一切都是新的时候，会发生什么？
I'm not sure what you used to think about Christmas, but when I was a little boy, I used to love Christmas because I got some new things.
因为我不知道你怎么看那个圣诞节，但是呢，当我还是个小男孩时，我特别喜欢圣诞节，因为圣诞节我可以得到很多的新东西。Sometimes
at Christmas, I would get excited because I would get four or five things, and they were all new.
因为有时候呢，在圣诞节的时候，我会非常的激动，因为我甚至至少可以得到五六样东西，全部都是全新的。God
says, I'm going to make everything new. You're going to get everything new.
所以说呢，我会将一切的更新，所以你得到的一切的事情，每一件东西都是新的。Who
says that?
谁这么说的呢？
The man who's on the throne. The same man who judged everyone and sent them to hell if they disobeyed and gave them new life because they had, their names were written in the book of life. God is the, he's the one who's set all things in order. He's the ultimate judge. He's the creator. He's going to guarantee all things will be new.
也就是那个坐在那个宝座上的那个同样的他审判那些邪恶的人去的那样一个人他呢就是实际上呢他坐在宝座上他给保证向我们保证就是说呢他是他创造的整个世界他把那些所有的记载在生命册上的那些人呢 都给他们的一切，都给他们更新了，是这样一个神，他是造物主，他向我们保证会将一切更新的。And
then he says to him, John, you write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
然后呢，他就跟约翰说，那你把这些写下，你要写上，因为这些话是真实可信的。
Why do you think he had to tell John to write it down?
为什么你认为他为什么要告诉约翰把这些事情写下来呢?
I think maybe he had to tell him to write it down because in his heart, John might have said, this is all too good to be true.
我认为呢，主人告诉约翰，使得约翰写下来呢，因为约翰可能在会在他心里想， 这个事太好了，好得难以置信。
And he may have taken a minute or two, even just to think about it, before he wrote it down. And the man on the throne, Jesus, says to him, listen, John, write this down. It's not too good to be true. It is true. Take your pen and paper and write it down.
那认为呢，那个使徒约翰可能想，那我歇会儿。 就是再把这些记下来，但主耶稣基督跟他说呢，约翰，你现在把你的笔、把你的本子拿下来，把它写下来，这不是那种好到难以置信的事情，这是真实的事情，你现在就把它记下来。All
right, well, this is not the end of the thought, the end of the logic, but we're getting near the end of the hour. Are there any questions? We've covered a lot of very important things today. Any questions? Any comments?
因为这个呢，也不是这个故事的结尾。但是呢，我们今天呢就停在这里，因为呢，我们讲了今天讲了很多的事情，涵盖了很多的方面，就是这些都是一些很美好的东西。 如果大家呢有任何的问题，那现在就提出来，我们呢试图解答大家的问题。Any
question, any comment?
你有任何的问题呀，或者是你有任何的想法？
These things are not that easily understood. They're just absolutely wonderful.
这些讲到的事情呢，并不是很容易理解的，但它确实是绝对奇妙的。那个，我有一个事。Go
ahead, Chelsea. Thank you.
那个麻烦老白，你表达的很准确，就翻译这个，就是我刚才想到那个俄罗斯的那个问题。OK，所以。报告员啊，就是他那个俄罗斯的历史，我们都知道很短嘛。 相对来说要短很多，还没有乌克兰那个长，是吧？那它的疆界呢，也只是现在，就是说近着这么三两百年才有。但是我们这个呢，就是说，就一开始就有的我们的神的这些个说的这些东西，对吧？那怎么解释它这个 God 这个东西在它的领土上？So
the Chelsea's question is about the Russia. Russia now, so she said that Russia just had a shorter history, so even shorter than Ukraine. So she said that that's because that's the territory that Russia is now, is just a little bit small, just like that big. So how can we connect this Russia to the Gog and the Magog?
There are several connection points. There's not an absolute lockstep connection, but there are several connection points.
就是这里呢，有几个那个就是跟这个有关联的点，但并不是说是就是一定是那样。One
is that the locations Gog and Magog, either people or places, they are located within Russia today.
那其中一个呢，就是说那些高高高高和美美格，他们这些呢，或者是代表着人，或者是代表国家呢，他们今天呢，就是在那个俄罗斯的境内。Number
two, the Confederates of Russia. Historically and at the present time, those nations confederate with them are confederate with the enemies of Israel.
因为实际上就是这个俄罗斯的联邦呢，就是一直能够持续到今天这样一个俄罗斯联邦呢，他们实际上就是那些以色列的敌人的一个联邦。Number
three, historically, Russia has been characterized as a bear, and the Bible talks about the great bear of the north. The symbolism is tied together.
因为第三个原因呢，是那个俄罗斯的象征呢，就是那个大熊。大熊呢，实际上呢，圣经里头一直把熊呢，就说成是这个里面的特征特点，就是跟
And historically, and especially in the last couple of centuries, Russia has been opposed to the truth of God and the Bible.
因为就是呢，历史上来讲呢，就是俄罗斯的，他在前面几个世纪里呢，他一直是反对圣经的。
So this reference to Gog and Magog is not just Russia. It's probably more, far more than Russia. And how it fits together, we don't know. It's just that there seems to be a parallelism between the Russian Empire and Gog and Magog. The two are tied together somehow.
这个呢，里面实际上讲到的呢，这个 哥哥和美格呢，他们实际上不完全指的是现在的这个俄罗斯，它大概呢就是这些俄罗斯呢所有的这些，它结合在一起，就是说呢这些所有的人联合在一起，联合在一起形成了，或者是整个的俄罗斯帝国和它周围的一些那些势力联合起来，成为一个哥哥和美格。
That's maybe sufficient on that question. We don't know precisely, but the two appear to be related.
因为这个呢，就是我们那个给出的足够的答案。我们不是很准确的知道，但是我们确实知道他们两个呢，俄罗斯帝国和这个高格和美格呢，他们是有联系的。
Anything else?
还有没有其他的问题呢?
All right. Next week we're going to carry on and we will read again the good news. Heaven is a wonderful place, our little chorus goes, filled with glory and grace. I'm going to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful place. I want to go there.
这里呢，今天呢，我们就是这结束在这里。下次我们会继续来学习关于天堂的。我们有一首歌唱的呢，就是说，天堂是一个很美的地方，充满了那个恩典和所有的一切，所以呢，充满了荣耀和恩典。 所以呢，我想要去天堂，天堂是一个很美的地方。
All right, our time is gone again, so we'll carry on, Lord willing, next week. We get some more good news next week.
时间也到了，我们今天呢，我们要来做一个祷告。下一个星期呢，我们可以学到更多的关于天堂的美丽的地方。
Thank you all. May the Lord bless us all.
Amen.
谢谢大家，愿主赐福我们每一个人。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for the promises of the Bible.
对主啊，我们要为圣经里面的应许献上感恩。
And Lord, these good promises come at the very end for many reasons.
所以呢，主啊，这些美好的新闻呢，就是从在圣经的最后出现，是由于很多的原因的。
And one of them is that all the rest of the Bible proves that our God cannot lie. And then when we get to these good promises at the end, we know they're real. We know they will be fulfilled because our God has proven it all down through all the other pages of the Bible.
实际上圣经里面呢，前面讲到的呢，就是说呢，我们的神呢，他是不会撒谎的，所以我们相信神的所有的应许，这些美好的事情呢，所有的将来呢，都会发生，就是说神呢，一定会完成他给我们的应许。
Lord, we thank thee for the truth of the Bible. We pray that each of us will truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.And we pray the same thing for our families and for our friends.
所以呢，我们呢也非常感谢圣经里面的这样的一些真理。我们呢也愿意，我们在座的呢每一个人呢，从内心真正的相信的主耶稣基督，也是我们所有的朋友和亲人们呢，他们也从内心相信了主耶稣。
So we give thanks again for your goodness. May the Lord bless each one of us, we pray.
我们再次呢献上向您献上感恩，因为您的恩典，我们呢献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Thank you all. Lord bless you.